This very simple awareness, a natural kind of awareness. We begin to taste from time to time the mind just aware of its ordinary functioning activities, sometimes aware of the amazing complexity of what's going on in the mind, the intentions and thoughts and perceptions. Sometimes simply aware of release. And this very simple, natural awareness carries, is very malleable. Shifting, able to connect with levels, different levels of experience at different times, shifting based on context. Very fluid, not sticking to any state or activity, idea of what how things should be. Shifting perhaps from the activity of a yogi job into sitting. Very fluid. And so this malleability, fluidity, flexibility of the awareness is a part of the practice that is revealed. It does get revealed the more we practice just how flexible the mind is, but it is also something that we may need to practice with. And for those of you in the service leader role, this is a regular part of your day. The malleability of shifting from the fast activity of cooking or the activity of as managing, checking notes on the board, the shifting of roles and contexts. Everyone in their yogi jobs has a little flavor of this. Shifting from chopping vegetables and the context there and back to the meditation hall or out to the walking. And today, starting today, I'd like to offer another opportunity for this cultivation of malleability of mind, a new context to practice with. And that is the context of speaking, talking, having conversations with each other. I'll stop there and let you notice what you're experiencing. What's happening in the mind? There are a few of you here who are unaware that this was going to be happening. Many of you know this is a regular part of this retreat. And so notice, what is the mind assuming? How is it responding to those assumptions? I have said the words, we will be cultivating this practice, we'll be practicing with talking. That affects the experience. Not just the words, but the ideas associated with it, the views, past history, conditioning, all here. So how is it for you right now? And now I will tell you some of the things it will not be. It will not be turning to each other in this room in dyads. It will not be the end of retreat breaking of silence. It will not be general speaking aloud anywhere on the property. It's going to be very structured in certain ways and very unstructured in other ways. And so I'll describe the structure first, and then I'll offer some suggestions about how to practice with this. So the opportunity for including this as a part of your practice will be available in this open structure way that we have for sitting and walking. You know, with the sitting and walking, you have the choice of when to sit, when to walk. And between 9:30, so after this sitting, and until the dinner bell at 5:30, between 9:30 and 5:30, the opportunity for including a short period of talking practice will be available on your own rhythm, in your own time. So there may be, you may be sitting and then have the thought or the sense of, okay, maybe I'd like to try this, and I'll talk about that moment in a minute. And so then we will have a place for you to basically meet other people who are in the same kind of, you know, this practice of, you know, the sitting and walking. You get to do that on your own rhythm. With talking, there needs to be somebody else to do it with. And so we need to find a way for people to find each other in this. So we have set up two chairs on the deck, just outside the front door that goes, you know, the doors that go out down the stairs to the island. There are two chairs on the deck. One of those will be for Gerhard, and it's marked for Gerhard, and the other one for everyone else. And this is to facilitate the ease of Gerhard finding you, or you finding him. So if you are interested in speaking and doing this speaking practice, then go down out onto the deck, and if there's somebody in the chairs there, that can be your partner. That can be your person to talk to. So just meet there, and that is not where the conversations happen. So I would like that to be a silent greeting. If the person is sitting there with their eyes closed, which can happen, because especially in this, this is a small, pretty small retreat, and there's a lot of different rhythms here. And in general, I'd like to encourage you to do this. Now, this is optional. That's another thing I'll say. This is optional. I'd like to encourage you to play with it, to try it, but it is optional. And so there's not that many of you, and all on your own rhythms. There are times when you might go out to see if there's somebody there. There's nobody there, and you can sit there. And sometimes you can sit there for half an hour, and before somebody shows up, or maybe nobody shows up before you're ready to just go on with something else. That will be your practice for that time. The feeling of, you know, kind of like, nobody asking me to dance kind of feeling. So this happens. It seems like especially this first morning, there's a few people that may want to do it, like get it over with or something. But most people are kind of like, okay. And I would like to encourage the entire thing to be practiced. So, you know, as soon as you think, you know, just like I've been encouraging with the shifting from sitting to walking, noticing what happens there, the intention that happens, the shift of mind state, so what's going on there? And so it may arise in your mind. You know, the first thing that might arise in your mind is just sitting there, and it's like, oh yeah, they've got the talking practice thing. Your practice in that moment, the first thing is just, again, notice how that lands. what's going on, that thought about talking practice arose, maybe it just like generates this huge rush of energy, and that's your practice for that moment. Your practice today might just be becoming aware of the thought of talking and noticing how that affects you. Just be aware of the whole thing that happens, the thought of who's going to be there, is there going to be anybody there, how am I going to talk about, what am I going to talk about, everything that explodes in the mind. Let yourself be aware of it. That's where the talking practice starts, is the awareness of the intention, the awareness of the thoughts around it. So the conversations that to finish or complete the structure of this, you can meet at those chairs on the porch and in silence. So somebody may be sitting with their eyes closed, and if that's so and they don't, you know, you can come up and stand near them. If they don't open their eyes, then you could clear your throat. One exception to physical contact here is that Gerhard is okay if you touch his shoulder. That's fine to touch Gerhard on his shoulder to let him know that you're there. For everyone else, I would encourage clearing of the throat, something to support the person opening their eyes. And then kind of acknowledge each other. And the two of you will then leave the porch silently, not in conversation, and go into the orchard on the far side of the parking area. There's a number of benches there, I think four or five different benches. Matt has also stacked several of the plastic chairs. There's a few of the plastic chairs scattered through the garden. He stacked some more of the plastic chairs down there. And you're welcome to arrange those, put those in shady spots. It's supposed to be warm today. So if the benches are in sun, you can take those plastic chairs and move them to a shady spot to have your conversation. So the conversational area is just in the orchard from 9:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. You're welcome to still do walking meditation down there if you do walking meditation there, but be aware that there will be people speaking there, and be aware of the context again. You know, if there's people having conversation, probably not so contextually appropriate to do walking meditation 3 or 4 feet away from them. Again, you know, noticing the situation of context and safety, and so all conversation happening in the orchard area. Buildings are silent. Parking lot area silent. Island still in silence. So those of you, I've seen a lot of you sitting on the island, and that is still a silent area. For those of you who have done this in the past, our meetup spot in the past has been on the island. So that is in silence, this retreat. The forested area, the walking paths, all in silence. So remembering that, remembering this context switching, and it can at times. There's quite a bit of people here who have done this before, so that really can support the container around the silence in the buildings, the shifting between the talking and the silence. But the service leaders and myself, if we notice a little bleeding of the speaking, we may come up and just gently bow, remind you, silence here, thank you. So just be aware that may happen. Also in the kitchen, I've talked to Eileen about holding that container. There is functional speech, of course, that has to happen in the kitchen, but we start the talking, it's very easy for that to infiltrate the activity in the kitchen. So just to remember again, functional speech fine in the kitchen, but to not break into conversation. Another part of this practice is I would like to suggest these be short conversations. I'd say 10 minutes max. That is plenty to work with. So this is not, and another thing I'd like to say is this is probably not the time for conversation about your lives outside of retreat, you know, bringing in the everyday stuff. The one of the ways to support being mindful of speaking is to have the conversation be Dharma related. And so the topics of conversation can be, you know, this is not the time to talk about your deepest practice experience, probably. There can be, if you happen to be a very close friend of the person you're speaking to, that can be appropriate. But in general, you know, maybe just conversations. And one great topic to start with is just the kind of the experience of, wow, what is this like to sit here and think about talking? What is this like to sit here in front of somebody knowing we're going to have a conversation? You could start there, just that kind of like that experience, the present moment experience. When we speak to our present moment experience, it's much easier to be present while we're speaking. So this speaking practice is challenging. You know, it is one of the most challenging areas to bring mindfulness into. And often on retreats, you know, we at the very end have little dyads at the end of retreat, and it's like, okay, go off and practice at home. And this, I feel, gives an opportunity to really carry the momentum of the retreat into this activity, and then practice with what comes up around it, becoming aware of the possibility of being aware while speaking. What I'd encourage is, following the short conversation, that you do some period of practice, formal practice, that is your most settled kind of practice. That may be here in the hall, it may be walking, it may be sitting or lying practice, it may be in your room, wherever it is that you have the most feeling of settledness and ability to hold the experience, use that practice immediately following the conversation. And see what's there. See if it can be just this holding of the whole complexity of shift of energy, of thoughts, probably in the next moments following the conversation. There will be memories of what was said, how you were. Could be, wow, I should have said that, shouldn't have said that. Just noticing what is there. So I'd like to acknowledge the different conditions we all have, conditions of the variety of conditions, of culture, of family, of how many times we might have done this before, and that can affect the feeling of safety in doing this. And so I'd like to, and it can be a really edgy practice for all of us. And so looking at the difference between what feels edgy and what actually is like, no, this just actually doesn't feel safe for practice right now. And knowing the difference. It's okay to like push the edges of edginess, but you know, with the sense of safety, knowing when it may not be a safe time to do the talking. And if the structure that we've come up with to facilitate this talking practice does not feel like it provides a safe container for you to do it, please let me know and we'll figure something out. We'll figure out a way to create the safety there. if possible. We'll try to figure something out there. So a couple of tips for working with mindfulness while speaking. And I have a little piece of paper with these tips on them. I'm not even going to go through all of these tips right now, but I'll put this down next to the Kuan Yin in the community hall, so you can take one of these if you would like. So the first thing, just as with our ordinary practice, sitting and walking here, our usual familiar practice, relaxation is key. And so beginning, perhaps, you might begin as you sit down with somebody. It may not be that you really get to relaxation as you're sitting in front of somebody for the first time or two, but you may just take a moment to sit together and maybe take some moments of silence to see, okay, can there be a little bit of relaxation? Can we relax here together before we launch into trying to speak together? So encouraging that relaxation and ease. And I'd encourage also that you recognize that as a toggling or a kind of a flow, an ebb and a flow in your practice with the speaking. There will be times when the energy rises and there's a little bit of tension. It's like, okay, yep, there's tension here as I'm speaking. It may or may not feel safe to acknowledge that to the person, but just know it, knowing that. Oh, when does it feel easeful? So that, for me, was a big area of exploration. It's an important area, actually. We can just start with a basic kind of simple awareness. Can I know that I'm talking while I'm talking? Like we just try to, okay, yep, know that I'm sitting, breathing, just really simple. So this activity, like Saira talked about, I practice awareness while walking. So now we're just trying to practice a simple awareness while talking. For me, this was a kind of a doorway in just really keeping it simple and broad. I was trying initially to do the kind of awareness. I was trying to try to track everything that was going on while I was talking. Oh, how's my body? How's my emotions? It was like way too busy. And then at Shui Yu Min at one point, I was doing a talking practice in the afternoon with somebody. And it was the context there is that there's a kind of juice offered in the afternoon and everybody kind of gathers and it's like a cocktail party. Everybody's chatting, all paired off. And it was so stressful for the first few weeks I was there that I didn't go. And then at some point I kind of made my foray and began to like check it out. And one day I happened to be standing next to somebody and we started a conversation. And he apparently had done this a lot and it was very clear to me that he was mindful. And something about that was a transmission. And it was just, the transmission was, just be aware while talking. It was like so simple. I didn't have to be aware of all the detail, but just, oh, I'm talking. And I know I'm talking. Wow, that's pretty cool. So that's a simple way in, not to try to do so much investigation. Just talk. When talking, know that you're talking. And then the next piece that can be really useful is to notice when there's tension and when there's ease. That was another big learning from you. Once there got to be a little more awareness, continuity with being aware while talking, I could begin to recognize the gathering of tension as a thought arose in my mind. And the tension and the ease became a guide, just something to recognize and be aware of. So helpful to keep the energy lower by keeping the tone of the conversations down. That can support the mind being pretty more settled in this. And help each other with the rising of energy. If the tone goes up, maybe allowing the pace of the conversation to be a little slower, let there be pauses between each person speaking. So some little structural things that can support the practice. So I'll leave it there for the tips. And I'd like to encourage you, you know, maybe to try this once or twice a day for the next 3 days. This is going to be possible for the next 3 days, this practice. And you don't have to do it. It's optional, just that again. And yet encouraged. It's a useful practice. But I'd say no more than a couple times a day. That is plenty in terms of beginning to work with this as a practice. So we do need to stop and let the service leaders get into the kitchen. But I just want to briefly check and see if there's any logistical questions around how this works. Uri, did you? Oh, thank you. So when you meet with Gerhard, if either Gerhard is there or Gerhard comes up, the place that you will do your talking practice is in meeting room one. So just go into meeting room one and close the door. The window should also be closed because the voices will travel. And do be aware of the tone, the volume, the loudness of speech in that room, because it does carry into the community hall. So yes, thank you. Thank you, Uri. Yes, and there's a switch for a fan in that room on the wall, and there's also a kind of a desk fan that is hidden behind the table in that room, and you're welcome to pull that out, plug that in so there's some circulation, because it does get quite warm in that room. Anything more logistically? Yeah. Maybe you could make your loop go through the parking lot, you know, so you can come up from the area that side up through the small parking lot, up the little trail next to the cottage into this parking lot, and then down back onto that side. You can reroute if you see that there are people there. And also before 9:30 and after 5:30, there won't be people talking. So you can freely do the loop before 9:30 and after 5:30. Yeah. Okay, so we do need to stop. And what I'd encourage for those of you who are not service leaders is to sit for a few moments now and let this shift of energy, just in this conversation, there's a shift of energy. Just let it be with that. Let it be here and know how you are with it. So, thank you.